This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
Welcome back. It's our sixth Heisman Hump Day. Every Wednesday, we have a Heisman Trophy winner up until the award is presented on December 11th. And, you know, it's my favorite thing in the world, the Heisman Trophy. I'm a voter, been a voter for a long time. Must-see television growing up. Wanted to see who was going to win the most iconic individual award in sports. And today, Heisman Trophy winner number two from Georgia. And spectacular career, to say the least. But, man, some of the things he's done away from the football field, that has what captivated me and has made me one of his biggest fans. I hate to play fanboy. I'm going to do that right now, Trent. It's 1982 Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker. Herschel, welcome aboard.
Hello there. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. And Herschel, listen, we have a mutual friend, and she told me about this. I got to see if it's true or false, because I wanted to call bull on it, that you, coming out of high school, were hesitant to sign with the University of Georgia, that you actually wanted to be a Marine, and that you flipped a coin to make your decision. Is that true or false?
That is totally true. And so I want to give a shout-out to all our military servicemen and women around the country, around the world, and thank them for their service. And that is absolutely the truth. I always wanted to be a Marine. And so I did flip a coin, and that's how I ended up at Georgia.
That's incredible. But you see, Herschel, did you do it like me, though? I do everything 2 out of 3.
I did the best out of 5 because I really wanted to go to the military. So the schools that I was flipping against is first whether I'm going to the military or going to college, and it came up for me to go to college. And then I was a little bit upset, and I flipped the coin to decide what college to go between Clemson University and Georgia, and then Georgia and USC. And Georgia ended up winning all those flips, the best out of 5. And then I ended up pulling the names out of a bag. So I pulled Georgia all 3 times. You know, I was brought up in the church, and my mom said, if your mind and your heart is really pure of Jesus, no matter what your decision you make in life, God will make it right for you. And you can see that he made the right decision for me.
Herschel, that's incredible. Incredible. Every time you got Georgia, flip a coin or pull it out of a bag. That's unbelievable, man.
Now, I'm not telling everyone to flip a coin, but that is almost the way I've done things. You know, I'm always trying to be a pure of heart and trying to do things for the right reason. I love the Lord Jesus. I've been in the church my whole life, and so I just figured that whatever I do is going to be the right decision if I do it for the right reason.
Well, and then that brings me to my next question, Herschel. Now you're running for Senate. I mean, how long did it take you to make that decision that you wanted to get headfirst into politics? And Herschel, this isn't like running for dog catcher or city councilman. I mean, you're running to be senator in Georgia. What was the process there?
Well, you know, the process was, you know, I went into prayer. My wife, Julie, and myself, and Pastor Tony Evans at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, we went into prayer for well over a month because, you know, I never thought I'd ever do anything like this and run for an office. And then it came down that Pastor Evans sort of laughed and said, Herschel, you know, if it's your calling, you got to do it. And I sort of knew that. And, you know, what really, really hurt my feelings was just that, you know, if I did not do this, I regret it the rest of my life. I knew this was, I needed to do it. I knew that that's what he was calling me to do. And I had to do it. It was not something I can not sit back and not do, but it was something I needed to do and I had to do.
Every politician, everybody running for office has a platform, has things they want to say they're going to achieve, that they're going to do. What is the number one thing that Herschel Walker's running on?
Well, you know, the number one thing I'm running on right now is I want to bring people together. I think that's what you got to do right now. You got to be able to bring people together because right now, you know, there's so much separation and you can't get anything done if you don't bring people together. That was one of the first things I said that I got to do first, is bring people together. We got to get out of this separation, and then we got to get down to loving America and loving the Constitution. You know, first, you know, I said, if any politician is standing in front of you telling you you're going to do this and do that and do this and do that, he's lying to you. Because first, you got to bring people together. You got to get votes. Well, that's one thing I know I can do. I can bring people together. I can get people to see that this is the greatest country in the world, that they you got to love this country. This is where you can get America's dream at. To see people that's out there saying that this is a terrible place, we got all our problems. You're right, we do have problems, but we can solve those problems, and we solve them together, and that's the way we get them done.
How did football prepare you for this?
You know, football prepared me for this by showing me about leadership, showing me about teamwork, showing me how to make decisions. You know, that's one of the things I think right now I'm upset with more people about is, you know, you have leaders today that would not make a decision. They sit on the fence trying to give you all this political way of doing things. But I said, guys, right now, this country is hurting. We have people out there. We have kids that are afraid. You see the gas prices going out of the roof. You know, you don't have food on the shelf. And they're out there sitting on the fence because they can't make a decision. Being a leader, make a decision, go with it. I'm not saying you're going to be correct all the time because you're not. But don't sit on the fence just, you're in the middle of the road. Being in the middle of the road, you're going to get run over. And you can't be like that.
We're joined by the great Herschel Walker. Follow him on Twitter at Herschel Walker. And Herschel, you know, you won the Heisman Trophy, the best of an individual award in all of sports, but you're pulling names out of a bag, you're flipping coins. Was that ever something on your mind when you're going through all that, deciding your future?
Well, you know what's so funny is it was not when I was deciding. You know, it's just like right now when you're talking about the Heisman. You know, I have a lot of criteria in deciding the Heisman because I take it very serious. And you know, because whoever you decide for the Heisman represents that class. They represent that class of athletes coming out, and you want to decide on the right person. And I told people this. In 1982, when I won the Heisman Trophy, the way my criteria were, that the way I do it today, Herschel Walker would not have won in 82. And my criteria that I do it by, I think John Elway may have won, because I say, how much did John Elway mean to Stanford as I meant to Georgia? Georgia had a great program at that time, and by me stepping away, I think Georgia could have still had a good team. But Stanford really, really needed John Elway.
Herschel, don't judge me, man. I got to make a confession, okay? I'm a Heisman voter, and I did not put Baker Mayfield on my ballot a few years ago. I felt the way he taunted his opponents and behaved after games was very un-Heisman-like. Do you forgive me, or do you agree?
No, I agree with that somewhat. It wasn't that the Baker Mayfield. I think it wasn't Baker because I did like Baker. I didn't like the taunting and all that. The one Johnny Manziel was a question mark I had because of some of the things, but at the same time he has so much talent. So you know, I do look at that as well. Just what have you done off the field? How do you treat people off the field? Because that's important. You know, the Heisman Trophy means more than just the athletic part to me. You know, by me winning the Heisman, I said I represented an incredible class. You know, Dan Marino, Eric Dickerson, John Elway, some of the people that was in that class. I represented some great, great people. So I want to I want that Heisman to be held up high, and that's what I always look at it as. So whoever I vote for, I want them to hold that class up very high, and that just what they mean to their team. You know, if you take them off that team, put the guy in second, could he do the things that this guy is doing?
Herschel, I've asked your Heisman brothers these two questions I'm going to ask you. First of all, what kind of pressure comes with winning the Heisman? It follows you for the rest of your life. What kind of pressure comes with that? And is there a downside to winning the Heisman Trophy?
Well, is there a downside or upside? You know, it does a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure because you're the Heisman Trophy winner. But I think over time, a lot of athletes have come up that, you know, may win the Heisman and they just show that they were great college athletes, and they go into the pros, and they may and may not do as well. You know, but, you know, the Heisman is just you represent that class. I think you should be an upstanding citizen. You should be an upstanding person that go out and do a lot of things in your community to help other people. Because that's what the Heisman is. You know, if you start thinking about the number of kids in college that you represent, the number of football players that you represent, as the number one player in the country or in the world, because there is no other football program in the world like college football in the United States or like pro football in the United States. There's no other things like that in any other country. So you represent a big class. So it brings a lot of pressure in the sense that you represent that class. But at the same time, I think it got to be a strong person because you have a lot of weight on your shoulder. When you go into the league or the NFL, they look to see what you got, what you're going to bring to the table, and you got to be ready for it.
Herschel, now they've got players able to get money to get paid for their name, image, likeness. There's a transfer portal, all kinds of things, helping giving the student-athlete more right, more freedom. What are your thoughts on NIL and the transfer portal?
Well, I totally disagree with that. I totally disagree with paying athletes right now. You know, getting a college degree costs a lot of money. You have students out there working three jobs just to get through college. And I think to pay the athletes, you're going to separate players even more. I think that's going to be more separation. You know, you're playing, let's say you're paying a quarterback millions of dollars, and you got an offensive line blocking for him, that getting nothing. He's driving around in a Mercedes. They driving around. They can barely get around on a bicycle. I think that's the worst thing that they could have came up with. One of the things I suggested, and they didn't even want to hear from Herschel Walker, I said, guys, if you want to do something like that, why don't you say, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this money into a bank account. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the interest from this money and also help underprivileged people to go to college. And once you come back with a degree, meaning if you go off to pro ball, you go do whatever you got to do, once you come back with a degree, you can receive the money that you are paid. Because I think then the emphasis is put on education. Right now, we're going to put the emphasis on what you pay, because now you're going to have athletes that's going to be looking to get paid, and I think that's going to separate players even more, and I don't believe in this separation.
Is that something you think you can make happen if you're elected to the Senate, or is the horse already too far out of the barn?
Well, I think the horse is out of the barn, but I think at the same time, you see what's happening right now in this country. That's something I would really, really fight to do. I think I'm tired of seeing how they want to separate this country through government control. I think right now, what college have done is they're trying to be politically correct by saying we're going to pay players. But, you know, well, how do you pay this athlete but don't pay this one? How do you do that? Do you think they're going to be okay with that? You know, you have athletes coming from these small towns that are busting their tail to get there, and they get there, and they're not getting anything. And all of a sudden now they're helping this superstar like myself. And I'm going to say this, you know, and I've said this many times. How do Herschel Walker become All-American? How do I win a Heisman Trophy without my offensive line? One thing that I'm sort of upset about, and I've spoken about this many times, how do I receive all those awards but none of my offensive linemen make All-American? I didn't do this by myself. I had a team out there helping me, and you got to give credit to that team. So do we pay all the athletes on that team, or are we just paying the one to get this superstar that's throwing the long passes? We're just paying the running back to get in all the yards. But he's not doing that by himself. It's a team. That's what it is. It is called a team sport. When you want to get into individual sports, even in MMA, you know, I got a chance to do MMA. It's still not an individual sport, even though you're stepping into that cage by yourself. But you have guys that you train to get there with. You have guys, trainers that are there in your corner. So it's hard to beat an individual sport without having a team there with you to help you.
We're joined by Herschel Walker. And, Herschel, just a couple more minutes of your time, and I've got to ask you this. What was more fun, competing in bobsledding or the Celebrity Apprentice?
Well, you know, they were a little bit different. I enjoyed the bobsled because, you know, I never thought a kid from Wrightsville, Georgia, a small town in Wrightsville, Georgia, that you never see any snow, would have an opportunity to compete in the bobsled for the United States of America. And, you know, I think that just shows you that in this country here, you can get the America's dream. But I need to tell all the young people that you got to work at it. And for all the people, you have to work. Nothing is given for free. And I think that's what we got to realize. We got to get out and we got to work. And that's when you can achieve things. And I tell my son the same thing. I say, Christian, whatever you want in life, don't think you're special. You got to get out and you got to work. And if he gets up at 5 o'clock, you got to get up at 4. He get up at 4, you get up at 3. He get up at 3, don't go to sleep if you want it. But that's what you have to do in today's world because there are so many great, talented people here in this country, here in this state of Georgia, in this country, that you have to get out and work for what you want.
Is President Trump helping you with your campaign? Are you getting advice from him?
Well, I don't get advice from him. I was so excited that he endorsed me, and you saw Senator McConnell endorse me, and you know, those two guys, see, they don't see eye to eye. You know, they have their disagreement, but one thing they did agree on is they agreed on Herschel Walker, and I think people can see right there that I'm trying to bring people together. And that's what I've tried to do this whole time. Is I said, guys, one thing I'm going to try to do is bring people together. We cannot continue to have a great country that we have by having division. You know, in the Bible, the only division they talk about is believers and non-believers. It has nothing to do with color. And people won't call it out on the table what they're talking about. And you think about this in sports. Why do they bring politics in sports where they're trying to separate players, black and white? You know, that's not right. It's not right that right now we're going to say that this player is better than this one, but yet you can't have another player on the team that have a decision to make because, you know, they're going to disagree with him. He can't have his opinion because if his opinion is different from yours, he's going to be an outcast. And that's not right. In this country here, we have a right to decide what we want to decide without being harmed for it.
My last question, Herschel. Do you really do all those push-ups?
I do. You know, that's one of the things I said early on, you got to work. If you want it in life, you got to get out and work for it. And every day, today I cut them back some. I'm doing about 1,500 push-ups every day, about 3,500 sit-ups. So I'm still doing them every day.
How's your joints? My shoulders and elbows be killing me.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I feel great. That's one thing about it. I always tell people, I'm always ready to go. I'm like Ricky Bobby. And if you don't finish first, you finish last. And that's where I am always.
Shake and bake, baby.
Shake and bake. That's it. Shake and bake.
He's a two-time All-American, member of the College Football Hall of Fame, won the 1982 Heisman. You can follow him on Twitter at Herschel Walker. Herschel, it's been a blast. Good luck with your campaign. Let's catch up again.
Hey, thank you. And I'm gonna say something that's gonna throw it out there, and just remember this. Hey, with everything going on in Heisman right now, I want all the Heisman voters to remember, Jordan Davis he's an incredible guy, and the guy is really doing well at Georgia, so consider him maybe.
I might or might not have mentioned him before we brought you on. I can't say who I'm voting for. You know the rules. They bring the black helicopters out.
I'm just throwing that name out there. You know, I tell everyone, I said, guys, there's so many great players today, but this is a totally different year than I think we've ever seen in our life. So I don't want people to forget about Jordan Davis. He's on the number one defense in college sports today or whatever. And I tell you what, don't forget about Jordan Davis, even though I'm a dog. But that guy is absolutely incredible, incredible person, incredible athlete. So I want people just to remember him.
Agree or disagree before I let you go, Herschel. He is the one player out there that can dominate a game individually. Yeah, it's a team sport, but what he does individually because he's stuffing three guys at one time.
No, that's exactly right. And I remember Lawrence Taylor was like that, and I remember these other great defensive players that was like that. And that's why I say I want people to remember Jordan Davis.
You can follow him on Twitter at Herschel Walker. Herschel, have a good Thanksgiving, bub.
Hey, thanks. Same to you guys. Have a Thanksgiving, and God bless you guys.
All right, God bless. That's the great Herschel Walker joining us on the Saitama Hotline.